Proclamation number 7056, dated the March 5th, 1958. Jesus' battle against temptations. My earthly life, too, was subjected to the same temptations and battles which you have to overcome. Romans 1, 2, had to struggle in order to bring all substances of the earthly body into the right order. Romans 1, 2, knew and had to fight against cravings, for I was afflicted by the same weaknesses which cause you problems, and only my inherent willpower mastered them. Hence I used force on my body. I did not allow it to gain control over my soul, but prevailed over it, and was able to do so by virtue of the love which flared up in me as I lived among the enslaved human race. I saw the adversity around me which aggrieved people both in an earthly way as well as spiritually. And the burning desire to help them arose in me. For that reason I paid no attention to the body's desire in me. I did not oblige it, for I knew, had I paid attention and satisfied my physical cravings, I would only have weakened in my willingness to help. However, it was a difficult battle, for temptations besieged me from all sides and the human nature in me sought fulfillment. But my soul turned to God. The stronger the temptations became, the more it looked for the connection with the Father, and therefore it also received increasingly more strength, because this bond never remained ineffective. My life on earth was truly not an easy one until the complete unification with the Father Spirit had taken place. For I was as human as you, and first had to do that which is also your task, to develop love to utmost perfection in order to thereby be able to give access in me to the fullness of God, the eternal love, thus to find the ultimate union with Him, which is your goal on earth too. And even though my soul had come from the kingdom of light, it was nevertheless exceedingly besieged by its body of flesh, whose matter was the same as your body, and thus also consisted of spiritually immature substances which were still under the adversary's control, which he constantly impelled into all kinds of cravings and passions. The fact that I did not succumb to them as a human being was only achieved by the love in me which strengthened my will to resist. And staying in dark and sinful surroundings also gave the external evil spirits an opportunity to besiege the body and to entice it with make-believe images which were intended to confound the senses and weaken my resistance. But I was not allowed to push these evil spirits aside. I had to try to pacify them. I also had to let love come to the fore, because I realized that they, too, were pitiful beings under the adversary's control, which should also be released from him one day. And therefore I did not use force against these evil spirits, but had to exercise patience and gentleness. I had to resist them and calm them down through my willingness to love until they let go of me by themselves. I was a human being and had to fight and suffer like a human, because all this was part of the act of salvation I wanted to accomplish for my fallen brothers. For at the same time I also wanted to show people how they can master their weaknesses and cravings. I wanted to exemplify to them the life which should help them gain freedom and achieve unification with the Eternal Father. I wanted to prove to them that it is possible to resist all temptation with the strength of love, that love is the first and last condition in order to live earthly life successfully, to become perfect and to unite with God. The love in me made me, as a human being, realize the cause of the wretched state, just as you humans can only gain the right understanding through love. And the love in me also gave me the strong will to carry out the act of salvation on account of which my soul had embedded itself on earth. As a human being I knew that I would only be able to accomplish this act with the strength of God's love, and therefore I called for, Lover, I beseeched it to give itself to me, and thus also shaped myself appropriately to receive God's strength of love in me. I tried to resist all cravings. I denied entry to all impure thoughts the adversary wanted to awaken in me. Time and again I confronted him with my love from which he had to flee, and thus soon only love filled my heart. I formed an increasingly more heartfelt bond with the eternal love which gave itself to me and thus also made me become increasingly stronger, so that I approached the final goal of my earthly existence with a firm will. Yet the adversary did not stop besieging my body time and again with ever fiercer temptations as my intention became more evident to him. And I had to fight him until my end. Time and again my human nature emerged in me so that, in my weakness, I prayed to the Father, "If thou be willing, remove this cup from me." Single quote, but the bond with the Father was stronger and I utterly succumbed to his will. I foresaw humanity's boundless misery and the love which constantly grew more powerful was ready for humanity's rescue mission. A human being suffered and died the death on the cross, yet this human being was merely a shell for me myself. I was able to take abode in him, and it was love which accomplished the act of salvation. It was love which redeemed humanity's guilt of sin, and this love was I myself. Amen.